Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast Monday through Friday where we encourage you to listen in wherever you're at and hear the Word of God and the truth preached. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. And this week we're airing a message entitled Relation Between Justification and Regeneration. If you would like to hear this message again or any other messages from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please stay tuned until the end of today's program for more information. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
So I want to look at this important two doctrines that relate to our salvation, starting with justification, chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justification by faith is a judicial act. It takes place in God's courtroom. It doesn't take place in your heart. You didn't get justified in your heart. You didn't get justified in your body. You didn't get justified at an altar. You didn't get justified in church. You didn't get justified wherever you got justified in God's courtroom. When you agreed to take Christ as your mediator, your lawyer, if you will, your Savior who died on the cross for your sins, God declared you in his courtroom in heaven, declared you. He slammed the gavel down and declared you just. It's probably the most objective aspect of salvation. You don't have to look for any evidences of it in your life. It took place in God's courtroom. We take it by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We have judicial peace. Prior to that, we were at enmity with God. Prior to that, when we came into God's courtroom, we were shackled in our legs, handcuffs on our arms, and we were wearing that orange jumpsuit. Ever been in court and see somebody stand before a judge like that? Maybe you stood before a judge like that. That's how we came in. But when we received Christ as our Savior and mediator, we walked out without those shackles, without those handcuffs, and without that orange jumpsuit, wearing a robe of Christ's righteousness, not our own flimsy occasional righteousness. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're saved this morning, you have judicial peace with God. You don't have to earn any more. You can't get any more. God has taken away the enmity because of what Christ did for you on the cross. Isn't that good news? And by the way, it has nothing to do with feelings. Now, it can produce some pretty good feelings, but it has nothing to do with feelings. It has to do with faith. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to study the Bible this morning. Justification by faith, a judicial act, something that takes place in God's courtroom when we receive God's pardon through Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18. Paul says, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. By the way, if you're saved here this morning, you have a ministry. People say, do you have a ministry? And usually what they mean, do you teach a Sunday school class? Do you work in MasterCup? Are you digging? All of us have a ministry. He's given to all of us who have been saved the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that is, verse 19, to wit, Old English for that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We have a ministry of reconciliation. He's committed to us that word, and we're to give that word out to others, that God was in Christ not imputing the world's trespasses unto them. The Bible says in John chapter 3, Jesus speaking, and he talks about how the world was already condemned. God sent his Son not into the world to condemn the world. The world was already condemned. We had broken God's law again and again and again. Folks, salvation isn't a question of just going to the better place as opposed to the worst place. Salvation is a question of I have offended God. I have broken his law. God said, don't do that, and I did it. God said, do this, and I turned my cold shoulder at it and said, I won't. We were already condemned. But God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. In Christ, God is not imputing our trespasses unto us. That's the miracle, folks. The miracle isn't proving to God that we're really a better person than he says we are. The miracle is admitting what we are and then God not imputing our trespasses to us anymore. Verse 20. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. This is not the purpose of my message this morning, but I want you to think about verse 20 for a second. Someone has once said, we may be all of Christ that anyone ever sees. Verse 20 alludes to that. Think about that as we go outside today and this afternoon after the service is over and tomorrow and through the rest of the week. Paul says, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ. Christ's not here physically to beseech people to be reconciled, but we are, and in his stead, in his place, we're saying, hey, be reconciled to God. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. That's the good news, folks. That's the gospel. That's what gospel means, good news. Verse 21, for he, God, hath made him, Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Folks, verse 21 is a encapsulation of justification by faith. There it is. God made Jesus Christ to be sin personified for us. Jesus said in John 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That brazen serpent in the book of Numbers. Brass representing judgment. Christ said that he was that brazen serpent. He would become the personification of sin in our behalf. He would be made sin for us who knew no sin. Little wonder when that process was taking place when he was on the cross, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because for the first time from eternity past, however long that is, try to wrap your mind around that one. For the first time from eternity past up to that present moment, he had known perfect fellowship with the Father. And now it was broken because he became sin for us who knew no sin. Look at the rest of the verse. That we might be made what? The righteousness of God in him. Back in the day, you don't see it so much anymore. Maybe it's just where we live because we live in a dry climate. But I remember growing up in the Chicago area, you could buy a brand new car. I remember my folks buying a brand new car. Within 3 years, it was rusting out. And maybe it was the salt they put out. Literally, they put salt on the roads during the winter to melt the ice. And that salt would get under those quarter panels and just start eating. Now they put zinc in the metal now, and we don't use salt around here. I don't see so much rust anymore. But when you'd start seeing the paint bubble through and those rust holes, a guy in a body shop wouldn't just take a rattle can and spray over the top of it to try to cover it up. No, it needed an overhaul, didn't it? It needed some deep work. And folks, God isn't going to try to provoke us to do better, to increase our efforts. No, he says, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to take the filthy rags of your self-righteousness, and I'm going to put them on my son, and he's going to die for all those sins, and then I am going to give you his righteousness. Look at the verse, the end of it, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Have you ever thought of what that phrase implies? the righteousness of God. If you're saved here this morning, you have the righteousness of God. You don't have it intrinsically. You didn't bring it to the table. The last two words, in Him. That's justification by faith, folks. And that took place in God's courtroom. God declared all of this in His courtroom. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. What's the next three words? Not of works. I want you to see not of works. Flip over to Romans. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Paul says, what shall we then say? That Abraham our father is pertaining to the flesh hath found. For if Abraham, here's that word, were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. If we could be justified by works, we could brag to each other. Hey, Brother Doty, you know what I did? And I'd tell you all about it, and you'd say, well, I'll one up you. I'll tell you what I did. But notice what he says, not before who? God's saying, don't bring that here. If Abraham was justified by works, he'd have whereof to glory.
We want to thank you for joining us today for Treasures of Truth, and it is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled Relation Between Justification and Regeneration by Pastor Rick DeMichael. We heard in today's message that we need the righteousness of God to get to heaven, and the only way to get it is through Christ. If you're listening here today and you are not saved or are unsure about your salvation and want to be with Christ up in heaven one day and experience the magnificence of God Himself, then we encourage you to contact the offices of Treasure Valley Baptist Church at 208-888-4545. That's 208-888-4545. As mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, if you would like to hear this or any other message from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please feel free to visit our website at tvbc.org for more information. We also invite you to join our live streams on Facebook and YouTube for weekly encouraging messages. And if you just so happen to be in the area, we have a bookstore that is open to the public on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 4:30 and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and we would love for you to come join us for our weekly services. They begin with Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., followed by the morning service at 10:45, a Sunday evening service at 5:45 p.m., and our midweek service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our services have nurseries available for young children, as well as interactive and exciting groups for all ages, including junior high school, and even college age groups. Thank you for listening to Treasures of Truth, a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and may God bless you in the coming days and weeks ahead.